Oh, just because we're on this, I finally watched Call Me by Your Name before school started again. So now I'm obsessed with Timothée
Oh.
Chalamet, but like not. I'm trying really hard not to be obsessed with Timothée Chalamet because I don't want to be like all the people on the internet.
Yeah,
But you
yeah.
know,
Where can you watch it?
I don't know. It just came on TV and my sister recorded it. I think you can watch it on like Amazon. Like it's nothing. There's nowhere like easy that you can watch it. So.
Oh. I'm like scared to watch it because it has like mixed reviews because some people are like, oh my gosh, it's such a good movie. And then other people are like, oh my gosh, bad representation. But
It's
it's
just
like, I don't
because he's
know.
like older than him, I guess. But bruh, if nothing else, the younger character was he was out here. I don't know how else to say it. I liked it though, and then I like cried at the end. But so it was good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome to episode 3 of High Standards. Today we're going to be talking about, the school system, and, because we're young people, we think everything is corrupt. Oh my God, we're always on our phones. No, I'm just kidding.
Dang.
But yeah, we're just going to be talking about the school system in general. But today we've got a very special guest, and her name is Leo. Leo, would you like to introduce yourself?
I like how you say very special.
You're very special to us.
You are very
Thank
special.
you.
You guys are very special to me. Thank you for having me and inviting me.
Wow. So formal, guys. We're doing this.
Even though I literally got invited because we started ranting.
Yes. Leo, tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, I'm Leo. I'm a sophomore and I attend the same high school as V, Briley, and Denise. I like music. I guess I like sports. I like Minecraft. So, yeah.
That was such like a wholesome introduction.
Thank you.
Was very wholesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. As Denise said earlier, we're here to talk about everything we dislike about the school system because it's kind of a
Yeah.
mess. Like,
Boo.
genuinely. It's genuinely a mess. So we're gonna complain about it.
Yeah.
And hopefully someone listens. Well.
Yeah. I guess I'll start because this is something I was ranting about in our breakout rooms in social
Ooh.
studies today. I'm just trying to be very vague about our classes because I don't know, personal information.
Yeah, don't stalk us, you
yeah.
weirdos,
Weirdos?
creeps. But today in our breakout rooms in social studies, we were pretty much just talking about the Enlightenment, but the night before we had a reading about the Industrial Revolution. And what made me, I don't know, a little upset was that I was like, I already knew this, already knew this, learned this last year in depth, learned this in 8th grade, learned this in 7th grade too. I mean, I guess it's, I don't know. I mean, that means it's less work for me because it's stuff that I already know. But it's kind of annoying because we're spending time on stuff that we already
It's
know.
like photosynthesis and science. Oh my God.
For
Yeah.
real.
Wait, for me, the
Oh.
reading. Oh, sorry.
No, go.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was going to say for me, it's like the opposite because, like, when I'm doing the reading for social studies, I know that we've learned it before, but every time I completely forget
Yeah.
just because, I mean, everything I learned in school, I wipe out of my brain. So, yeah.
I don't do that, but that's like something my cousin talked to me about when I first started high school. Everything before, we've literally learned everything we need to know before this point, and now they're just bringing topics back and adding extra to it. So you're having
Yeah.
to relearn, or they're reteaching you every single thing you already knew. And then at the very end, they'll be like, oh, this is a new thing. And that new thing never gets talked about enough to me. Whatever the new, yeah.
That's true. Like, we always
Yeah,
like touch on
whenever.
little
Yeah,
things.
yeah.
That's why at this point
No,
it's
but
like,
like, I agree.
yeah, it's like, is all the reading and stuff important? Because I'm getting more from this YouTube video than I got from this
Yeah.
than this
Me
20
watching
page
How Much
reading.
History?
Yes, I was watching. I did not do my reading. Sorry to the teacher, whatever. I did not do my reading, so I watched the videos and I was like, okay, that's basically what I already knew.
Just write down some people's names who we've never talked about before, and that's it.
Yeah. Yep,
basically.
Yeah.
I feel like we rely heavily on memorization and stuff like that. I don't feel like I ever really learned, but I don't know. I guess someone could argue that memorizing is learning, but I don't know.
Mm-mm. That's all school is. It's just memorizing stuff. And, you know, and testing ourselves on it. I blame standardized testing because there's no objective to actually, like, further yourself as a human being, you know?
Yeah.
To evolve over time. It's just, okay, this was working before, so we're going to do it again. And we learn the same history every single year, and it's just, it's draining.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit different for me because, I mean, I like to learn. But then again, I sometimes feel like it's a waste of time because we're not even learning. We're just being told the same things that we already know.
Oh.
But in my case, when people like talk about the school system, I usually don't say much because this applies to a lot of people, like privileged people, you know, white people in this case, or for example,
wealthier and white.
I usually don't say much because I benefit from it. Not trying to sound like, I don't know, like a meanie pants or anything, but it fuels my ego because I'm, I don't know, at least decent at it. Like, I get good grades and it makes me feel good. So, I don't really have much to say. But then again, there's still things that can be improved on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get that because I've always been a person, I've never been one for the social aspect of school, so that was never what interested me. I genuinely liked learning, right?
Yeah.
But now I'm at a point where I'm like, I don't know if I like this anymore. I feel like the only way I'm learning is by teaching myself. So then it's like, what am I doing all this for? Like, I know what I like to do. And especially like coming back from winter break, it was just, I realized how much school makes me want to do everything else I actually love. Like, because now we're back in school, so now I'm like, oh, how can I carve out time to sing this song, or how can I carve out time to listen to this musical and work out, like,
it's like,
like all these things.
It's like, you know how I just got my guitar, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I found myself the whole school day just being like, oh my gosh, just finish this class, I want to keep practicing, oh my god, like I just got back from traveling, oh my gosh, I want to go on my computer, oh my gosh, I want to do this.
I feel that so hard, like, oh my gosh, during class, I literally, like, I'll keep the webcam open, I'm listening, but that's, like, when I record my music, literally, which sounds so bad. Yeah, but,
same.
That's...
like, no, I'm, like, writing lyrics, so I can't, literally, I feel like if I leave my guitar in the room with me, then I'm gonna spend more time trying to learn a song.
Yeah.
I've been paying attention, like,
I was learning songs while in class.
Actually, like, genuinely, yes. that's it's just everything in school makes me want to do, because I've established what I like, right?
Yeah.
So now it's like school isn't doing anything for me.
Yeah. You know? For the first time ever, school is something secondary.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you have to wake up early in the morning, ride the bus, or drive to school, then stay in school, then drive back home. It's not like you're spending extra hours on school. You're just chilling at home. So you have extra time to do what you want. And because you're at home and staring at a computer, you can, like, shift your attention to stuff that you actually want to do.
And
I think this is also... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you can go.
I was just going to say, I think this is also, like, a result of being in quarantine and being in the pandemic. We had to look at what we take for granted. And it's like, this is the only life you have, so how much do I want to spend trying to memorize these questions or trying to understand this formula when I know this isn't something that's going to help me in the future?
Yeah, very true.
Especially when the whole time you're feeling like crap and stuff. Like, you don't want to spend that much of your life feeling like crap over something that doesn't matter in the end.
That's what makes me so annoyed. Okay. Like, I'm so mad right now. Like, I think about all the work that I'm putting in, and it could, you know, I don't know, give me some scholarship money and get me into the school that I want to get into. But at the end of the day, that is it. What am I getting out of working on a group project? What am I getting out of taking notes? What am I getting out of spending 8 hours a day at school when at the end of the day, it's not even going to matter? Because in college, nobody cares about high school anymore.
Especially when, like, you know that there are people who are doing what they love without and are more successful than you who tried and worked your butt off in order to do that. Like, yeah. It's like, I watched yeah. this video, oh my gosh, I'm gonna forget their name, but is this, is it, no, I don't think it's Philosophy too. I don't remember, but, they were talking about, like, work and stuff like that, and how they think that, people shouldn't, like, have to, like, work in order to, like, sustain themselves, yeah. and that instead yeah. people should be able to, like, spend their time and effort doing stuff that they love, and then if they want yeah. to, like, go and work the extra mile, then, yeah, they could go ahead and do that. And I was like, wow, I agree a yeah. lot with that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that really upsets me a lot, too, because I'm like, I'm a human. Okay, sorry. This is a weird thought that I have, but I'm like, we're a bunch of animals and we're running this planet, right?
Yeah.
Other animals go outside. We're inside all day. Was I just born to go to school and work and then die?
Okay, I've had this thought forever. I literally got this thought in, like, middle school is when I realized that you go to school to get a job, then mm-hmm. you get a job, and then the rest of your life is just working until you die.
I hate it's literally, that. That's you're why just I don't like, want to go into, like for like no offense to people who love, like, STEM and academics and stuff like that, but I could yeah. literally not imagine, like, it's like how I said yesterday, I could not imagine a life, like, sitting behind a desk or, like, doing coding or something and being like, oh, yeah, I genuinely. Love this. I want to do this for the rest of my life and get mm-hmm. so much. No, I would rather, like, do something I like. And, you know, even if I'm not getting paid as much as maybe some other kid who went to my school. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just,
yeah.
there's so many things. Like you said, I'm all for people, like, if you're into STEM or in any of that yeah. math,
if you're science, into coding, like, you do that if that's what makes you happy.
I strongly respect you, but it's one of those things I know I'm truly not meant to do.
Mm-hmm. None of and it, I think that
none of it, yeah.
I think that, like, something that's just with us from when we were kids is that the more money you make, the more important your job is, which is totally not true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a bunch of baloney.
No, literally, okay, let me tell you. I have a cousin, okay, she's, like, in elementary school, and literally whenever we went to their house, they had to do a worksheet, and it was like, when you grow up, what do you want to have? And she literally wrote, when I grow up, I want to have a lot of money. I was like, oh, no. Like, that was really funny.
One time,
I get that, because, like, money equals security, but at the yeah. same time, people don't, I don't know, it's such a weird...
Yeah.
balance. Anyway, what were you saying?
No, I was just saying, because, like, Leo had that thing with the kid. And mm-hmm. one time, like, I was in the library in the morning, and this girl was going to, she was talking to her friend, and she was like, if I'm older and I'm not rich, then I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh my god.
That's so bad, but that just shows yeah. how sad it is, like, how, like, everyone thinks, I guess.
But that's the society we live in. Literally, we can't act like money doesn't run maybe anything. That's why, literally, money runs yeah. everything.
Like, yeah. Not, should we get political on this?
I can't say I don't know yeah. every time I say something. Like,
yeah.
Yes, I do know. That's how I feel.
It's like okay. life skills. Like, why don't they make that like a required class or something? Like, you know how I think I don't know if it was like speech class or something was required and they took it off. But like, why don't they make life skills? Like, it's literally life skills. Like, and then didn't in middle school they mm-hmm. like teach them a little bit how to cook? Didn't they like teach them how to do laundry or something? I know that they had like a laundry machine in there or something.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I don't know, I feel like if it's about life and it's the basic skills.
Didn't they change the name of it?
In like was it high like... school, I think they did. Or like after okay. sixth grade. I have no idea.
Yeah. But there definitely needs to be like a designated class. Especially when you reach like our age. You know, because mm-hmm. people want us to get serious, but then they don't like, what are we getting serious for? You know,
I'm going to be like, you know, Denise, yeah. I'm going to be like Denise, going back to history today, whenever we were talking about the different philosophers and stuff, that one dude, mm-hmm. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, excuse my horrible French, on the educational reform. And he was talking about how I know school is over, but like, I really thought that it. You know, okay, anyways, like, he opposed the common idea of controlling kids and limiting to their desk, And he thought that that children should be treated like young adults so they can learn their own values and perception. And I really like that. Mm-hmm. Because I hate, especially, like, as we're adolescents and stuff, or, like, teenagers, I guess, they're like, oh, yeah, you need to grow up. But then there's also some cases where it's like, oh, no, you're too small. Or you can't think for yourself yet. But it's like, I can't think for myself yet because you're not allowing me to. Like, we need the guidance. But at the same time, I don't need to be totally 100% dependent on you.
For real. I think, like, I've always been opinionated my whole life, right? Mm-hmm. And I've been lucky enough to have parents who were, like, fuel that. They're like, okay, go say what you want to say. Just be respectful, right? Yeah. But there's definitely, like, adults, definitely teachers who have disliked me because I'm allowed, I think for myself, right? Yeah. And it's mm-hmm. really just goes back to the whole thing, like, if you're not fitting into the way the system works, then you're not. Then, I don't know how to say it, but, you know, it's like, if you're not doing what they want you to do, then life's not going to work out for you. But I think that's how school contradicts itself, because you literally grow up where you're supposed to, only talk if you've been called on. You have to raise your hand and sit there and be quiet.
Yeah.
But then when you get out into the world, sitting there and being quiet doesn't do anything for you.
How?
Like,
they're making us grow up in a world where we have to be complicit.
Yes. But then also, that's not how the world works. Sorry.
Yeah. Also, you know, on capitalism, it takes advantage of people just for the sake of making money and stuff. Smart. That's literally what we're being conditioned to be okay with, working for 8 hours, like a 9-to-5, and just being okay with it and considering it to be normal. I hate
that so much.
Like we were saying, I just know, like, I can't do that. There's no way. I just always think, like, I really don't think that's meant for me, you know? Sitting at a desk and, like, okay, they sent me these files, so I'm just gonna do this, and then that's my day. Like, it just, oh my gosh. But it's also such an American mindset too.
Yeah,
because it's like when you go to other countries, like I was in Australia, and like the way things were like shut down for lunch, like those kind of countries where like businesses were like shut down, they literally take like lunch breaks, like it'll
really,
like, you know. Like, there's certain places, especially, like, Italy and things like that, because I've watched people's videos and how, like, Italy, they literally leave their shops for lunch break.
That's what they do in Japan, too, sometimes. They, like, close down the whole shop, because they're, like, from this time to this time is a lunch break. And it's, like, it's, like, whenever we just got back, that's what I was, like, telling y'all yesterday, too, how I would, like, see how people still work there, and maybe their jobs aren't the best paying, but sometimes I see them still have, like, a better attitude, and maybe, like, feel more relaxed in your job. Because there was a total, like, mood shift from here. Because every time we're here, it just has that work mindset. And I was talking to, like, one of our family friends about it, too. Because he lived in the United States and he worked there. And then he moved back to Mexico and started working there. And he told me the exact same thing. He was like, yeah, I was more stressed over there because I just constantly had that work mindset. And now I'm over here. And it's, like, they still work, but it's, like, they feel more relaxed, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, like I was saying before, like, it was, like, 10 o'clock and people weren't even going to work yet. Like, this is the U.S.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, like, this breakfast spot is full, and it's, like, what was the word? I don't know. It's full, yes, and it's, like, 10 o'clock, 10 a.m., right? Yeah. Like, what are you guys still doing up? Me and my American mindset is like, aren't y'all supposed to be somewhere by now?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's.
Yeah. On the other end, things are like way different in Korea and Japan. In Japan, I heard that it's like rude for people to leave before their boss. So they just work, even if they're not doing anything productive. So they just work 24/7. And then in Korea, it's very competitive there, and that's how they developed so quickly after the Korean War. Everyone wants to be number one. You're not going to look for a job at the small businesses. You're going to look for a job at the big businesses like Sony, Kia, Hyundai, all that jazz, Samsung, and it's very competitive. And then with school, it is extremely competitive on the day of what's like their Korean SAT. It's taken so seriously that they don't even have planes fly over when the test is going on. Yeah.
It's like, but like when the Korean kids came to the school, right? And they were like, yeah, we go to school for this time and then we go to a school after school.
They're tutoring.
Yeah, they go to academy.
Yeah, and they go to math schools after. And I was like, wow. Yeah. That's.
Their work ethic is very more like, extreme, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even you can carry that into, like, the arts. Because, like, the way K-pop groups have to train.
Oh, my God.
Bro, it's like selling yourself.
Yeah, it's, like, inhumane.
The way that some of them weren't even allowed, like, how some of them aren't even allowed to date. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, a huge thing. And it's just crazy.
Yeah.
We're basically turning into machines.
Yeah.
That's how humans are going.
It's the capitalist dystopian society.
Yes, sir. But it's okay, like we're doing. Wait, one more thing, because it's like we're doing. My sister said this yesterday. She was like, "Okay, so we work, but then what are you doing with? When do you have time to spend the money that you just worked all this time for?
Yeah.
Or when do you, you know? Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. To connect things back to school. do you guys want to talk about standardized testing?
Okay,
stupid, disgusting, hate it. Can fall off of a cliff
and all feel like trash
in a big ocean.
I don't like it either, but then again, as I said earlier, it fuels my ego because I'm good at standardized tests.
Because you're like the most school-wise competitive out of all of us, because we kind of, we don't do that.
Because there are scores and you can compare one another with your scores, even though that's not even a reflection of how smart you are or how you think, even though it's, I don't know, not very accurate in terms of how your brain works, it just makes me feel better than other people because my scores are high and I'm like, yeah, I did that.
But do you think you were always like that? Or, like, when did it, like, really start? Like, when did you realize that you were, like, going after these people for these test scores?
I don't know. I don't really know when it started. I guess it started in elementary school when we did our STAR test.
So, like, third grade, the first test?
Maybe not third grade, but maybe, like, fifth grade.
Okay.
Because... okay, I feel really bad for the kid that this happened to, but our teachers, like, read out our, like, how many questions we missed, and I missed less than one of the, oh my gosh, I can't even speak English. I missed less questions than one of the smart kids, and he got really sad because she said it out loud. It was only, like, 5 questions that he missed, which isn't a big deal, but I was like, wow, I missed... last questions than him. Yeah. Let's go. And
I feel bad for that kid.
Yeah, I know. I felt so bad. He was so sad afterwards.
That happens to me too. And, did y'all have like in elementary the Olympic things in third grade? Okay,
yeah.
That happened. I would always so in third grade I was for the math. This isn't the Olympic thing, but it's like the math competition stuff.
Oh yeah! Oh
in
my
third
god!
Grade, I was placed in individual, and I was like, oh my gosh, yes! And I forgot what rank I got in individual. I got like 4th or 5th or something, and I was like, oh yeah. Then I went to fourth grade, and they were like, we're gonna place you in a group, and I don't know why, but I was like so mad. Whenever they told me that they put me in the group, because my mentality was like, oh my gosh, they don't think I'm smart enough to do this by myself, so they're placing me with a group. And I don't know, it felt so weird. Especially because when I was placed independent and I saw that I scored higher than this other smart kid, it's like the same as Denise, I was like, yes, but at the same time I felt bad because the poor kid didn't even want to receive his award. Like, he still got an award.
Oh, no!
He didn't want to go receive it because he got, like, 7th or 8th place or something. And he didn't want to go receive it. And I was like, oh. But, like, yay me.
That's very sad. Wow.
I don't know. But, yeah, I feel like it starts since elementary school, too. Especially with STAR test. Like, when in 4th grade, when I got a 100 for the English or the reading STAR test. Boy, you know I was bragging about that for, like, the whole year.
Oh my gosh, it's the map test scores. Everyone, bro. Those, we have this thing called a map
test. Those were the only things that made me feel bad because people were like literally getting way above their grade level. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting here like, I've always called myself slightly above average. Like, it's kind of a sad mindset, you know? But I was like, literally, I was above the average score, but I wasn't like excelling. Mm-hmm. But all these kids that are like hundreds of points above what they should be. And yeah, that breaks your self-esteem right there. 240. For real.
I mean, they fueled my ego too, but I'm not going to be one of those annoying people that's like, oh, what did you get? So I can just flex my score. Gosh, that was so annoying. Like, bro, that's annoying.
Yeah, it's so annoying. Oh, anyways, back to star testing. Like, even when we were just in elementary school, it was like the whole year the teachers were hyping up for the star test.
I know.
They were like, okay, well, on the star test, you're going to have to learn how to find evidence.
I like how now the star test is an actual afterthought. Yeah. They'd be like, oh, and then you gotta take a star test in May.
It's pretty easy. You just do an essay and that's it. It's okay. Just pass. You'll be fine.
But then at the same time, we've been conditioned to think that the star test is so, like, extreme.
Important.
Yeah. That when they tell me, then I'm like, oh.
I mean, the thing is, in school, they're always hyping you up for, like, the next year or something. Like, when we were in elementary school, they were like, well, you have to be ready for middle school. But then we go to middle school, and it's like, we're all stupid anyways. No offense. And then we're in middle school, we're like, okay, get ready for high school. This time your life is going to change. Our lives do not change. Right. We're still stupid because we're high schoolers.
They just gave us a new label.
Yeah. And then, of course, getting ready for college.
Yeah, but
still stupid.
Yeah.
Plus the addition of illegal substances.
And it's so expensive. You're stupid,
but adult edition.
College is so expensive, and for what?
For no reason. Oh my gosh, we gotta get into that later. But I was gonna it's a scam. Anyway, I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, I was gonna say that I feel like how much they hype you up for the next year. Like it messes me up now because every time I'm like, I'm not really vibing with school right now. Same. You know, every time I say that to myself, I'm like, okay, but you wanted to be here. You know. I'm like, okay, when you were in, like, fifth grade and you were watching Disney Channel and you're like, you're gonna be them one day, and now you're here.
I know.
So it's like, accept it.
That's motivating
me. Literally.
Bro, I'm so excited for prom. Don't even get me started. And homecoming. Homecoming was so fun during freshman year, and I'm ready to pop off. I
didn't go
to Voco
because I didn't want to pay to not have fun.
Aww.
Oh, no.
I didn't go. Oh, no. I like staying home.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that way with prom. Home. Like, I'm not, like, super excited for it, but if it comes and I feel like going, then I'll go. But if I want to stay home, then,
yeah.
I just really think I'm going to look nice for prom, and that's what's hyping me up.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Bro, this is my thought process right now. Like, I can't wait until this virus goes away, because I'm going to be working on my glow up, and then when I go back to school for junior year, you guys are going to be like, oh my gosh, who's that? And I'm going to be like, that's me!
Wait, I'm just curious, how are you going to glow up?
Going to get back on the workout grind.
Yes,
you know, not going to lie, like, my waist's been kind of tiny, girl.
She said hourglass.
She said Shakira. And then, I don't know, maybe I'll try different hairstyles because my hair's getting a little longer.
Yes,
I don't
that know. Would be so cool.
Yeah.
Link check.
Bro, watch me just pull up with the same hairstyle.
But they're cute. Like, it's okay if you always have the same hair.
I appreciate how consistent they are. I can never do the same hairstyle and it look
like,
good
it
twice.
Looks the same in a good
way. Thanks, guys. It's a lot of practice. Those braids, oh my god.
Yes.
I used to be trash at those when I was younger.
I can't even French braid.
Over time, they got better.
I can't French braid on myself.
Girl, I can't braid.
I can teach you.
Wait.
But.
Oh, not us getting off topic again. Dang.
Oh my god. That's what my aunt complained about when she listened to the first episode. She was like, can y'all get to the subject already?
What was the first episode about again?
Without tangents.
It was about our high school bucket lists.
Yeah, we were so off topic. Wow. I don't even remember what we talked about. I know we talked about prom and bucket lists.
Yeah, y'all did talk about that.
Yeah, we talked about prom for a long time. Mm-hmm.
Fancy suits and dresses.
Anyway. Is this the portion where we go ahead and get into the whole college
should
thing?
Be free. Yeah. It is not a scam.
Like college and college admissions, I guess.
Okay, so basically, imagine it, right? Mm-hmm. You've just gone through elementary school and middle mm-hmm. school, and mm-hmm. now you're finishing high school. And yay! Then somebody, you're at a dinner table, okay? Mm-hmm. You're out with your family, and they say, mm-hmm. what are you going to do after this?
Uh-oh.
And you look dumb. Because you don't know what you're going to do after this. But what do know is that you're going to pay like $50,000 plus a year to attend a university that's not even going to give you anything great, okay? So now you're in your dorm in this cramped space with this girl whose feet smell, okay?
She keeps eating your peanut butter.
Yes. She keeps eating your peanut butter, literally. She's eating your peanut butter.
She doesn't ask. She doesn't wash her dishes. She's leaving her clothes everywhere. She's getting on my side of the room.
And she blasts NBA Youngboy for no reason. For real.
So what is your solution? You gotta leave your dorm, okay? And you're like, mm-hmm. dang, I don't have any more peanut butter. I'm hungry. Let me go to the dining hall. But what is the dining hall giving you? Some brown mashed potatoes. How are they brown? We don't know, guys. And some still frozen vegetables, okay?
That's what you're getting. Oh, that is ghetto.
That's what you're getting. I don't know if this is true, guys. I'm a sophomore. No, we're just hyping it up, okay? Exaggeration.
No, I have, to the roommates who steal and stuff. So my cousin, whenever he went to university, mm-hmm. he has to stay on campus for a year, for one semester or something. So then he, went there. Mm-hmm. He stayed in the dorm room. And he says that he would, leave his food in the refrigerator or he would, cook for himself. And then people would go and they would steal the food mm-hmm. that he cooked and they wouldn't clean
bro.
Up after either. He said that the janitor lady
bro.
Would clean up after them would sometimes clean after the kitchen. He was like, miss, that's not your job. Please leave the mess there so the kids can clean it up. I was like, who is raising these kids?
Bruh.
Yeah.
Can you believe how much people don't know before they gotta, people don't know how to do laundry.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm sorry, but that's sad.
I don't know. I feel like it's not even that complicated. Yeah. Okay? You could Google that. I'm pretty sure it says it on the detergent thing.
I don't know why, bro.
My literal sister knows how to do her laundry. Please.
You put it in the machine.
Here are the steps.
Unless you're doing it by hand.
Separate clothes into colors.
Okay, you don't put even in have to washer. Separate clothes, though. Can we come back to, literally, all you have to do is take out your whites from the colors.
Blacks?
That's it.
Take out the black
clothes.
That's it. No, okay, this is basic. This is laundry 101.
Lazy. Okay? Without extra steps.
Okay. Those three white t-shirts you have, take them out, okay? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to look at your pink tinted t-shirt when you do laundry wrong, okay? So just take those three white t-shirts out, okay? And then put the detergent in the right area, okay? Don't do stupid. Mm-hmm. And don't go past the fill line. If it says there's a fill line, don't go past it, okay?
More soap does not mean more cleaning. Yep.
For real!
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know who needed to hear that, but I hope you know.
Yeah,
that.
I hope you because... know. I'm just.
And if you go to college, do not steal other people's clothes.
For real.
That's weird.
Wait, what?
Yeah, people would do that. You know, this is. People steal, okay? It's life. People steal. But this is why I'm trying to, when I'm trying to think about, do I want to go in-state or out-of-state? Mm-hmm. I'm leaning more towards in-state because I mm-hmm. want to be able to leave some stuff at home. Mm-hmm. Because, I might not be a music major, but I still play instruments. And I don't want somebody to take my guitar or take, you know? That's what I'm like, okay, hey, maybe I just go home and pick up my guitar and then go back home, right? Because this is not, there's just so many different factors. In communal bathrooms, I don't know.
Weird.
These need to evolve, okay? I don't know.
Weird. I'm not paying $80,000 for a communal bathroom.
To that share a bathroom with
the entire bathroom. Bro, I've literally...
It is so gross.
Yes. Bro,
I've watched a video of this girl that goes to Stanford, and if people go to Stanford, you'd expect them to have manners, right?
What?
Some people poop on the floor.
That's cringe.
I just don't want to communal because literally I'd be in there. I'd have my shower caddy would be 90% cleaning supplies. Every time I'd go in there, I'd be spraying it with the bleach stuff.
Yeah.
We still gonna need disinfecting even after
it's
COVID
disgusting.
Is over
then. For real.
Also, that's one thing I wonder. Where are you supposed to get dressed?
Oh, yeah. Yes. In the shower?
Do you just get dressed in the shower? Or do you, like, walk in the hallway with a towel on then go to your dorm room and get
dressed in there? I feel like you put on, like, your undergarments, proper words, in the shower or whatever. Then you put on your robe, and then you get to your dorm. And hopefully you're chill enough with your roommate.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Hopefully maybe you can build up that trust.
Like, hey, I'm... I know, just be like, hey, I'm going to go stand in the corner and put on some clothes.
So small. You know? My cousin's room is literally so small. Like, exactly. They have no space.
Yeah, literally, Mark Zuckerberg's dorm when he went to Harvard was tiny, tiny, tiny.
Yeah,
it's like,
and it's
a Harvard. Scam.
What? It's like I'm paying this much for only this.
Exactly. Yeah, you have donor money.
I'm not keeping for myself, but I'm sharing with.
Yes, especially if you're a freshman, because they don't even care like where freshmen end up. To be honest,
yeah,
it's kind of like if you have the money as a freshman, then you can probably get a nice place. But if you don't, you're just getting put wherever. But, like, also, communal bathrooms, there was, like, I watched a YouTube video, and this girl was like, yeah, this is our communal bathroom, and then the one upstairs doesn't work, so people from that one come down here. And I was like, can you imagine? No. That's two floors of people coming to this communal bathroom, these communal bathrooms.
No. Anyway. Also, one thing I'd like to touch on is I used to have this really competitive or, no, just toxic, like, absolutely disgusting mindset. Absolutely disgusting mindset when it came to, like, prestigious, quote-unquote prestigious schools and state schools. I used to be like, oh, the acceptance rate is too high, so it's not cool. It's not cool for me. I don't like it. But now I'm like, what was wrong with me? Like, state schools literally teach you the same stuff, and state schools are perfectly fine. They're awesome. They're fun. They're perfectly fine. Okay, there's no difference besides the name.
If you want to go to a community college, go to a community college. Yeah. There's literally nothing wrong with that.
Get the degree that you need.
You're saving money.
Literally nobody cares.
And you're still getting the knowledge. And some people just need that bridge between university and home. Like, just do what you gotta do.
Literally nobody cares if you go to community college except for you. And if somebody else cares, then they're a loser.
Exactly.
Like, your life. Or what you...
Yeah. What school you go to?
They need to mind their own beeswax.
What school you go to, like, doesn't make you any worse or any better than anyone else.
Exactly.
We all have different paths and, like, different wants in life, so you can't judge everyone based on your standard.
There is no one exact right.
Yeah. I know all know UT Austin, right?
Yes.
Amazing school. Awesome. The engineering building is bomb. I've been in there. It's so cool. And it's such an awesome school. But I used to think to myself, oh, that's where all the smart kids go. I'm not like them. I'm going to go to XYZ school because I'm better than them. Like, girl, sit down. UT Austin is perfectly fine. Like, I just slap myself in the face mentally and be like, girl, you better check yourself. There is absolutely nothing wrong with UT Austin because, hook 'em, let's go. UT Austin is amazing. Yeah.
I've always thought it's like a Texas prestigious school, UT Austin.
Yeah.
It's like if you think Texas, it's like UT Austin or Rice University. Rice. Yeah. Those are like the. Of course, like, the TCUs, there's, like, Texas Tech, but, like, you know, we got a lot of pretty football teams here, you know?
Yeah.
Football schools, kind of.
I don't know. Back to the topic of, like, community college and not knowing what you want to be, it sucks that we have to pay so much for, like, a major that maybe we don't even know we want to go into. So it's, like, what if we decide that we want to change your major? Yeah. Then it's, like, all that money and time wasted, and now you don't know if you want to keep going with your career or if you just want to completely drop out and do something else and risk, like, wasting all that time and money all over again.
And then you get to college and you still can fail.
Like, and, like, it's easier to fail, too. Well, in
it's so upsetting.
Yeah, and with high school, they expect you to try so hard for college admissions. Like, you have to be in this many extracurriculars. You have to be an officer for this and that. Mm-hmm. You have to volunteer. You have to have a job. You have to have good grades. You have to have at least decent standardized test scores. You have to, I don't know, take classes that challenge you, but also do stuff that you like. And talk about it in an essay, and then
it's like, why do
you
have to do
submit
stuff
your
to
transcript?
Please other people, why can't I just please myself and do something that I love?
It's just
it's like I don't feel like I have enough hours in a day to do everything you want me to.
Literally,
anyway,
school.
Yeah. What were you saying?
School is like giving all the students to be people pleasers.
Yes,
like that's one thing that I think about in the back of my head all the time. I think to myself, am I doing this because I want to, or am I doing this because I want to get into XYZ school?
Because you're expected to, right?
Yeah. And because I'm so worried about getting into insert school here. So worried about getting into this school, like I'm putting in 4 years of work just for a single moment.
I think that's why I'm struggling with school now, because I've realized all these things.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard for me to just be like, be present in the whole school thing.
Because
I've realized that these are all its flaws, and like, I genuinely dislike
it's
these
like
things.
It's like what you
so
said, school is becoming an afterthought, and I want to put in more effort to the stuff I genuinely want to do and feel like I want to go into.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if we had less school hours, which I feel like we definitely could, because not even going to lie,
oh my God,
with some of the stuff our teachers teach, I could teach it to myself in half the time.
For
not
real.
Even
gonna
lie. And
to
without
prove
the group projects,
it's the
we don't
way
even
that
need
right
those.
Now with online school, we're leaving class early. Why? Because the stuff that they give
literally
doesn't require that much time that is given.
But you know, I think my biggest issue with group projects is that there's ways, if we did group projects in a efficient way, then they would be like the most useful learning tool.
That's true.
You know? I feel like projects are kind of like the best way to actually learn something, but the way they do them,
because right
effective
now what group projects are is everyone's like just doing their part that was assigned to them, so that we can get this project done. Not like we're not learning from it.
Yeah,
we're researching things, pasting it, and that's our project.
Basically,
you know?
Or even when they try to do discussions, we don't even.
Not like, cool. I like discussions.
I like discussions, but I feel like we're
not.
Doing
we just didn't get to it.
We don't do them long
for
enough.
As well as
we're
too concerned about like just finishing the graphic organizer.
Because, you know, when we were in person, we would literally dedicate an entire day
so
to a Socratic seminar. But now it's like, oh, yeah, do this, fill out this.
And we'll have, like, 15
organizer,
minutes, maybe.
And then for the last 5 minutes.
No,
no shame
we all
to
did, like,
the
three
teacher,
questions,
but
and we only answered, like, two. Like, everyone had to make six questions. Everyone had to make six questions, and we only answered, like, two.
Six
and it's
questions
like, sorry,
total,
guys, didn't have that much time. See you the other day.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I don't want to, I try not to get upset with teachers, because teachers are also just going through it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just the way the curriculum is set. They don't, nobody's really trying to work together anymore.
Which is, like, have they not changed the school curriculum? Like, how long has it been since they, like, saw the school curriculum and were like, you know what? We need to change some stuff. Like, how long has it been? Or do they, like, check it every year?
I
mean,
I think they like, tweak things, but nothing ever majorly
changes. I'm talking, like, I think you're, like, mentioning big picture stuff. Like,
They don't, they don't do big stuff. You know, like, our history teacher's talking about how they changed the curriculum to be less European-focused.
Yeah.
Like, I can see that because we do less of just, if we were just reading the textbook, we'd only be learning about Europe.
Well,
you know?
They actually changed it to be more European focused because there was just so much time they covered previously that, oh my God, my voice sounds gross. they had such a long time period to cover that it was overwhelming for students, so they had to cut things down.
Like,
so then it became
ancient,
more European
civilizations and stuff. I feel like that wasn't really European. Yeah, the foundations unit.
Like foundations. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then the stuff we read in the like the textbook readings versus the AMSCO readings. Like, I feel like the AMSCO readings give like a better.
Oh yeah,
I don't
know, it just gets
a better
scope.
Gets
to the point
like,
for me.
Yeah. Like with the other readings, I'm like, bro,
so
is this page over with yet? Why are there so many words? But with AMSCO, it's just like, ABC, ABC, this is it.
I
okay,
mean, like,
bye.
Speaking about the curriculum, I think most schools, like, they don't want to get controversial too because they don't want to risk their reputation, you know, which I can understand, but you're really prioritizing that over, like, your students because these are, like, our students' backgrounds, you know?
But that's just how the world is working too, though. That sounds like
that's why.
But is it like teachers have the power to really do much?
Yeah.
Unless they all like band together,
but still, you've seen teachers have literally gone on strike.
It's the
and schools
thing
are just like, oh,
like,
we'll wait till they come back,
even for like.
What?
I think it's because it's like I was just saying that like I think it's too much of a big step for schools to like make such a big change, and so it's overwhelming because. why would they do that if what their work doing right now is like decently working, but not really, you know? They don't have to do anything and be okay.
That's why choir is my highlight of the day because of that thing our teacher put there. Every day I read it.
Bro, like, yes. Me too.
Yes. Oh, we have like a little picture and it's like in this classroom.
Bro.
We believe that and it's like all this list.
Yeah.
Oh.
Love is
like
love.
Black Lives no Matter, women's rights legal. Are human rights. Something. Yeah.
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 That's cute.
Yeah. I just like choir. Oh my god, my voice cracked. I like choir because I like.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna cry. I like choir.
Denise! Do you have water?
Oh, yes. This reminds me, if you're still listening, good for you. Go take a drink of water, eat something, take a little nap if you need to.
Yeah, go get a snack.
Yeah.
Finish listening.
Don't take a nap right now.
You
like...
sleep on us? And
remember. Anyway, I was just going to say, remember, you're important and you're worthy.
Yes. Grades do not define you.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's on what? Period.
Period. What, that's all period.
The only thing that defines you is who you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. As I tried to say, but I experienced voice cracks, unfortunately. I just like choir because I like singing, and singing is fun to me. And also, there are like a gajillion people in our choir class, so it's fun to engage with them in the chat, in my opinion. And the energy with choir is just like, I just like it.
Like, there's just certain classes that send great vibes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I told Leo this yesterday, but I said that, I think I said that it was like really refreshing for me when our teacher told us that this semester we should just focus on health and family over like anything else.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like what I've always like believed, but like no one really agreed with me out loud. So that was just like reassuring
for me. Riley, our chemistry teacher, oh gosh, I love them so much. Mm-hmm. I love them so much because he always.
Oh, shout out to him, even though he says my
so
name.
Nice. With, like, oh my gosh, I love them so much. I'm.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Even though he gave me a nickname that I didn't ask.
Wait,
your
chemistry.
Bro, what if he listens to this?
Your chemistry teacher is the same as mine.
What are the odds of him? We literally are hyping him up, okay? I'm giving an honest rating. Dang.
Bro, he had a Pokemon, at the beginning of the year when all the teachers were at their houses.
Really?
He had a Pokemon plushie, and then I typed in the chat. I was like, "Is that an Umbreon
plushie?"
And then he brought it up to the camera. I was like, "Bro,
bro." He always responds to whatever we type in the chat. When we were talking, when me and Leo were talking about the when we first, the flames.
He's always so nice. And can we talk about how like for like finals exam week, how he like did everything in his power to bring up our grades. Like, oh my god.
Bro, he's goaded. I didn't want to lie. I took advantage of that. I was like,
in the beginning of the year, he like also did a Google form where he asked everyone to put their pronouns. Oh my gosh, I've never seen a teacher do that.
Yeah. That's when I knew he was gonna be cool. When he asked for pronouns, I said he's gonna be cool.
Bro, chemistry teacher, you know who you are.
Yeah, I've never had a teacher like you, honestly. Like,
that's I'm so sad that I probably won't be able to see them in person this year. Hopefully, you know, things get better. But, like, whoever you are, I'm going to write you an email.
Yeah.
Bro, imagine next school year you go up to them and you're like, hi, Mr. Blankety Blank Blank. And he's like, who are you?
Because he doesn't know what you look like. Even if he did listen to the podcast, there's actually no way that he knows who's talking besides, when we introduced ourselves in the beginning.
Yeah,
I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm so sad that I'm too insecure to show my face in class.
I'm not insecure. Yeah. It's also, just like, laying in bed all day. So,
no, I think it just makes me like kind of
anxious. It's like that feeling.
Then I'm 10 times more conscious of what I'm doing.
See you.
Yeah,
literally. Yeah,
yeah.
But I think fourth and fifth period last year were cool because. We got used to everyone in the classroom, you know? So, we just got really comfortable. And I think it's also when you can relate to people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Do you guys remember Squirt? And palm oil. Oh my god, wait.
Can we talk about how he makes his own almond butter? I still think about that all the time.
What was that one song?
He makes his own almond butter.
I was like still and then he would always show up with his suit and stuff.
Bro. Yeah, bro, he was goated. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yes. I hope these teachers if they find this, I hope they know who they are.
Yeah. And remember that one time when you gave us that assignment to see if we could sing the world country song for extra credit? It was like United States, Mexico, Canada, whatever. United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I can't speak English, so I don't know what I'm saying. I don't think I can. Never mind. I'm not going to make myself sound worse. I think the only countries I can list are United States, Canada, and Vietnam. Period.
It's okay.
It's like Mexico. All the states in the it's like naming all the states in the U.S. I just like
not gonna lie, I take pride in that because I can name Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Connecticut, even though they're irrelevant.
Really flexing.
No, those New are the Hampshire, ones. I do all the Vermont. Ones around me, and I do the ones in the really north and the west, the East Coast, the West Coast. It's that center area, you know the region, right?
Yeah.
It's all those places that are like, you're not that important. No offense.
Yeah. like Idaho and Iowa. Who even lives there? Yes. Utah. Okay, Utah's pretty. I'm not even going to lie.
But it's like, what's there?
Yeah. Exactly. Nothing.
The places that have like one city, maybe, max, you know? Like, no offense to those places. You know, like, if
we're roasting them right now. They're crying.
If I had unlimited time and somebody was like, name every single state, I would name every single state. But if, if I'm timed, you're not important.
Very, very last. Process of elimination.
But we love you.
Whoever's most relevant goes first.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. So, classes that send a good vibe. I really enjoy my dance class. I think that's the only class where I can turn on my camera and feel okay about it.
Yeah.
You know? But also because, camera is essential to the class, you know? You kind of got to see the movement.
What do you guys think of that?
I'm not even going to lie.
What do you guys think about, this semester they're starting
I was going to touch on that. I don't like that. Now,
at least.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Okay, can we talk? But, okay. Her. I don't want to. Mess with the higher ups in the high school, but the reasoning behind it dumb, you know, because she was like, because we're trying to form a community.
Yeah, that was
and what's
have
important
you seen
to community
our chat?
Is the, we're trying to she's like we're trying to break the gap between the screen.
Ew.
We're trying to break the screen down, like, Miss Girl, we've literally been in here for a whole semester.
If you're concerned about community,
look
at the chat. Do you see how much we're talking?
I would prefer
if
would just let us have more breakout time, because at least my experience with breakout rooms, I've only had one awkward experience, but the rest of the time, but it's usually in history and English, especially English, where I would feel more comfortable with breakout rooms.
I mean, the only thing that's different about turning on your camera is pretty much, I don't know, if you're leading a conversation, if you're a teacher, if you're the leader of a conversation. It's awkward if you're talking to a black screen, because that's what happened during the breakout room. But people were still talking in the chat.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awkward, but it's not it's a big deal.
I do
so
get that.
So people are not comfortable, then let them keep
the cameras. It's weird talking to a black screen, but at the same time, it's as one of those blank screens, I just having the camera on makes me feel more I'm more fidgety.
Yeah. It makes me worried
that someone's going to focus on my screen. Or looking at my room and judging me for what I have.
Yeah.
I hope that my block. I hope that my block is one of the ones that are at the back where you have to scroll to see.
No, yours is always.
But mine is never in the back. Literally, mine is always the first in all of my classes. Yeah. You can always see my. Oh my gosh. Anyway. But yes, it was more her reasoning behind wanting them to turn on the camera, wanting us to have.
I didn't know that was
now.
The reasoning, because I was just gonna ask what's the reasoning behind it.
Yeah, and she said
watch the announcement. If you see it on the announcement, she'll literally be like, we need to form a community. Yeah, and I'm like, but also for me, if I'm learning,
I feel like they're invading. Isn't that my goal? Space.
You know?
Yeah.
Like if we're already in, already in a pandemic, okay? And the fact that I'm managing to turn it on my assignments, my grades are still good. I'm on the dang AB honor roll, okay? You know? Like I'm not. Yeah.
Maybe they should make it. So required you really think for, community like, is my next concern?
Yeah. Let me just say. Anyways, I was gonna say, how is it a community if we just see each other? Like, I get it because you can imagine what we look like, but how's that community?
Mm-hmm. It's not.
And even if we do like talk to each other on with our cameras on or something, like, it's not gonna get any deeper than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
communities are like the clubs that we go to after school and stuff.
Yeah, those are the things that are important.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's fun we can talk with one another. So, like, I hope that every now and then our teachers could give us some time to talk to each other, because that would be more like a community. Even if we're just talking in the chat and stuff.
Yes,
that would be fun.
Yeah, that's why we like our English teacher. Shout out to the English teacher.
Yeah.
She literally.
We love you, Queen.
Oh, yeah.
we were talking about snow. and then.
Yeah.
And then if the strongest man on earth could
defeat
a gorilla, like, and if mints are candy.
I wish classes.
Yeah, and if mints are candy.
I wish classes would have more, like.
Just because she.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but, like, just because she wanted us to talk to her. she wanted us to talk, which is valid, you know?
Yeah, I was just going to add on to it that I just, like, love it when the class can talk about nonsense, because that's what. It's fun about being in class, you know? Like, even if we, they don't want us to be so off topic, like, we can talk about our weekends every once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's also funny how teachers used to work so hard and be so and upset that we would talk so much in class. Yeah. And now that we're not talking.
It's like, is this not what you wanted?
Exactly. Yeah. But I also think people don't realize you can't, like, force conversation.
Like, with the icebreakers and stuff, like, when you get back to school after summer.
Oh.
Like,
I'm sorry,
I'm
guys.
I'm talking about that. I'm talking about, like, that's not gonna make people enjoy it, you know? Because that's not a genuine conversation. Yeah.
But I think this is just, like, my personality thing. If it's the first day of school, I'm trying to, like, observe everyone. I'm not trying to, I don't want to get to know you by talking to you. I want to get to know you by seeing how you, like, hold yourself. I know it sounds creepy, right?
Like, I've seen something about this, while you guys are watching, I'm keeping files of all of you in my head.
Literally, I am, okay? I'm trying to see how all of you act on the first day. I can already tell who's friends with who, you know?
Like, how to act.
Like, who has beef with who. Exactly. If you've looked at me more than once today, like, I'm concerned. It's like, those are kind of things I'm trying to figure out on the first day of school. Not what your favorite color is. I don't care. No offense, you know? You can tell me your favorite color after the first day, but not on the first day.
It's like, really, how is that beneficial to
me? I guess I'm going to say that for another day.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Also, I have one question. Why do we just have socials for fine arts or clubs, but not for everyone in a specific grade?
I don't know. I don't go to socials anyway, but...
Leo, you were there last year when we went to the skating social, though. That was so fun. Yeah. Like, I like stuff like going skating, like roller skating or ice skating or going to trampoline parks. And our fine arts field trips in middle school, we went to Six Flags, but only in eighth grade because seventh grade, we don't talk about that. Wait, but, like, that kind of stuff, like, in seventh grade when we went to Six Flags, remember, V?
For those of you who are out of the loop, I feel you. I feel you guys. Confused.
But yeah. But, like, we don't even have to do things that cost money. We could, I don't know, like, have a picnic or an ice cream social or watch a movie together. Some people would probably think that's lame. Mm-hmm. But if you're with the right people, then it's fun.
And then we also dancing and Kawaii Lara, that was so fun.
But I'll...
Okay, sorry.
But I also think, like, the school tries to trick itself into believing that we're, like, such a smaller community than we are. I feel like, we got a significant population. Like, it's pretty, it's not small.
Yeah.
But then we try to, like, do stuff as if, like, you all know each other, you know? Yeah. It's like, that's not how it is, but okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well. What else do we like about school?
Well, I thought this anyway, would be like...
I think I fine arts
everything is like the best part. Extracurricular doesn't have to do with academics. It's like the best part. And like, and I feel like that's what really benefits it. Because it's like, I keep going back to Mexico. It's because, y'all, I just came back from my trip, okay? And it's like, there, it's like how I was telling V yesterday. how, oh, and I think Denise too, like, we were talking, how their school hours is only like 4 or 5 hours. But that's because they don't have, like, the fine arts department, the athletics departments that we do. Yeah, so then it, like, sucks. And they have, like, have some clubs. But, you know, now because of quarantine, they can't do that anymore. And it's like, with us, at least we still attend those classes. But with them, they can't even do that anymore. You know, and it sucks because you can see some kids are, like, excuse me. Like, every time we go there, I always bring a basketball. And you can see, like, how much fun they have doing that. Or maybe some kids were, like, really interested in the fine arts. Like, they used to have a little, like, mariachi group, I think. They would, like, practice guitar and stuff. Yeah, and it was, like, and they would go and, like, play in places and stuff like that. You can see how they enjoy that a lot, but it's because they don't have access to that stuff. And then they feel sad, and maybe that's why they don't feel as motivated to attend school or to do good at school, because there's not that motivation factor other than my friends, I guess.
I hope, like, adults truly realize how much having fine arts specifically, but also just extracurriculars that aren't or just centered around something, you know? That aren't centered around something where you have to learn this, or you have to, you know? I hope they realize how that important that is. Because even as much as they want to make the little slideshow and say how fine arts improves your brain,
it just makes you feel so much more than like, that. Like, why isn't that just a good enough excuse? I feel good doing this. But whenever I do this, it makes me feel bad, and I do bad. So if you see that more students are performing well when they do this, then maybe try to have more of this and less of that.
Also, I think, like, the American school system, there's not a good balance, you know? Like, they want to make more time for fine arts and all this stuff, but you're not lessening time anywhere else. So now we're spending more time at school with also, more time after school dedicated to school.
You know? Also, not them funding the athletics at our school when they're trash.
For real.
I mean, except for the basketball team. The basketball team, oh my gosh, they popped off last year.
Who hypes up a football team with a losing record?
Our basketball
year
team
after
good,
year, okay?
Like, it's embarrassing. Can we talk, I'm sorry, guys.
Like, can we talk
I'm
about...
sorry, guys.
Can we maybe talk about the band that's at every single game watching them lose? Or maybe let's talk about the dancers who are there every single time? You know, let's talk about something else, because...
Oh my gosh, respect for those people who, like, have to, like, pep up
the cheerleaders
every game.
I remember I heard, like, a football player being mad because the, like, the dancers, the drill team wasn't, like, hyping them up as much. I was like, bro, how's that? You're gonna be bad.
How about you focus on your game?
For real.
That you're losing.
Like, really bad.
Sad.
Bro, we don't talk about that.
Isn't that the one that
they had
recorded?
Bro, one kid, like, flipped.
That sucks.
At us?
No.
Anyway. But yes. Yeah. Stop hyping up the things that aren't working. Okay?
Yeah.
That's just how I feel. Like, oh my gosh. There's so many things that other clubs and stuff do at school, but they're so quick to talk about what other athlete, whatever, what, what was I going to say? Can't figure out how words work, guys. How do you phrase a sentence?
I don't know why you're asking
a
me.
Word
they're so quick.
A word.
I know.
There might need to be a noun or a verb.
Yes.
I think you just say something and then
let's
hope
figure
it
out. Okay, I was going to say they're so quick to hype up, like, other athletes or athletic groups that they know aren't doing great, but they're ignoring every accomplishment, you know? Like, we're lucky if we get, like, an Instagram post. Honestly. Like, bruh. Okay. They like, ignore the athletics that are actually doing good, though.
The wrestling team, I think, was doing really good last year.
For real. Now they're finally giving them, like, but they didn't say anything until they went to state.
Like, our like, football team isn't even winning a game. But we're going to talk about them for, like, the whole school year.
Mm-hmm.
No hate to football.
Yes.
Yeah, the basketball team did really good last year. I was surprised, because apparently we did really bad in basketball.
I think they're, like, zero losses, I think. I don't know. Yeah. I might be lying to myself. Yeah.
We're going to use you for
Ben. Shout out to the basketball team. Woo woo. Yay.
Oh. I don't think that the basketball games were like the pep rallies at school were fun. Yeah. Like that we had to pay for.
Bro, pep rallies. They're not
like fun, but it's like out of class and you just get to scream. I like that.
Yeah.
That's another good thing about school.
Bro.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to talk about.
This happened at a pep rally last year. The kid, I know, I was so mad. The kids down on the floor, like the student council members, I think that's what they were there, like, everybody stand up. And then I stood up, my friend stood up, and then a girl behind me was like, can you sit down? I can't see. Girl, they just told us to stand up. And then, like, a few seconds later, everyone stood up. Like, bro.
I remember that. Wasted your breath.
Sorry, I'm so mad this episode. Last year. Like, guys, if you...
I'm not...
No, you're good. Just because it, like, regards... Because, like, last year, it's a well-known thing that the freshman group of, like, in the... Mm-hmm. What is it called? On the stands, we're, like, the most boring and, like, the least pep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, like, this year, we could have experienced, like, a section with a little more pep, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, though. Like, I'm not a good pep rally person.
It's okay.
Like,
I'm entertained. I just get drained easily.
Especially with...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, my energy has to be there, and if it's not there, then... I don't know.
This is so good.
Also, the dance class, the varsity dance class at the pep rally.
They failed them. They got cut.
Like, the music kept getting cut off.
The Halloween dance. And their music.
I know.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
They were robbed.
Yeah, shout out to the dance company because
yes,
they were always wrong. Killing it, and then the music was shut out.
I know,
literally dancing to
dance mom's moment. Dance mom's
moment. Okay, I'm a dance mom's fan, so shout out to that one episode when Maddie's music scratched, and then they said that Abby taught her to dance to the music when it scratched. So when she was rehearsing, she was rehearsing to the scratch track is the rumor.
Bro,
I love dance moms. I'm sorry. It was rigged. Okay.
Rigged like the school system.
Oh my god. Yes, sir. Yeah. Full circle. Full circle English. School's fun.
Yeah. No.
Not really. It's not my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
I've had some good
moments. Moments that I look back on and actually remember are the moments with my friends and stuff. So.
Yeah.
They should let us be kids while we're kids, you know?
Like, I feel so stressed, and I haven't even lived, a quarter of my life. Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Quarter of my life. Drop out at
girl.
But no hate if you just drop out.
Like, okay. There's, like...
I mean, if it works for you. But, like, have a plan. Yeah. Don't just drop out to drop out.
Just have a plan, guys.
You know? If you don't want to go to college, make sure you're motivated enough to know that there's something else for you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Not trying to sound mean, but like, don't drop out and get surprised when you have to work for something. To make a living.
I guess our point is
always think ahead.
Be prepared for like any consequence or.
Yeah.
Be prepared for life.
You know why you're doing what you're doing.
The best you can.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, don't ever feel like you have to explain yourself to other people, like, if you feel like they're looking down on you. Because people are always going to look down on you.
Yeah.
That's just the harsh truth.
That's what I like to have saying, you never know your circumstances. Maybe someone's, like, judging you because they're like, oh, my gosh, you had to drop out at 16. Oh, my gosh, you probably did it because you didn't want. But it's, like, maybe you just had to work to help sustain your family or something. You know, you never know.
And so that just, like, kind of reminds us to just not judge other people so quickly either. Or not judge them at all.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone just wants the same thing in life to be happy, so.
At the beginning,
I think we had
our negative moments, but I wasn't as upset or heated up as I thought.
I feel like part of it was because we blew some of the steam off yesterday. Yeah. Like, I feel like we're so hyped about it.
Yeah, yesterday I was
Well,
yeah.
Is this our conclusion? Have we made the conclusion time?
Well, right, thank you to Leo for being here
thank
today.
Thank you, ladies.
I couldn't have.
Yes.
Thank you for inviting me again.
Yes. That's how we feel about school. I hope you listened and learned and agreed with us. And you really liked this episode because I think we enjoyed filming it.
Recording. Not filming.
Like recording.
Not filming. Whatever.
Imagine we're filming the screen. Meet up and have recorded and put, you know how some podcasts have it on YouTube too, so you could see their faces and their reactions and stuff. That would be so neat.
Face reveal at 70 plays.
No. At way
Wait, how many plays did our last one get?
200.
Our last one is currently 12-ish, but our first episode is currently 15. Our first one is currently at 50.
Let's say face reveal at 200 plays.
How about face reveal when we get enough money to get a meal together?
Oh my gosh, yes. We can afford
a cookie. Right now.
All we can afford is to split a cookie. We can afford to split a school cookie.
We can afford a pack of gum at Aldi.
Yeah.
Or saltine crackers.
So guys, please pay for our lunch. And we can afford lunch bro. That's when you get to see what we look like.
How about we do
You can see what I look like.
Go to her
YouTube. Riley and Denise.
Shout out time.
Oh yeah.
Plug your Spotify.
Oh yeah, guys. If we're gonna shout out, I'm gonna plug my Spotify. I'm gonna do it every single time. My Spotify is DE.NISEEEEE. That's 5 years at the end.
Is it rude to ask just what you're plugging on there? What to look for?
Some playlists on there. I got a calm playlist, but a chill playlist.
Yes, sir.
Some low-key music, when you're driving and, I don't know, when it's dark outside and you want the vibes, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or red lights playlist when you want the red lights on your LEDs, if you got those. It's got 7 likes right now. I'm so happy. And then I got a playlist for songs when you're feeling yourself, you feel unconfident, or when you want to put some headphones and blast some music and jump around, that kind of music. Or music for if you like someone, or when you're going through sad boys.
Wow.
So
go to Denise's Spotify.
Oh my god.
Shush. No, I'm trying to become a VIP. Wait, what if he listens
to
this?
No.
Denise.
Oh my gosh. Denise. Don't you want him to listen to
this? No. That would be embarrassing.
Meet with Quackity.
I don't know.
Then he'll know how loyal you are.
I'll be weird. No, it'd be she's a VIP.
How old is this man?
You turn 18 in July.
At most, you can.
Yeah.
There's no minimum to be a model.
Okay, this is weird, but I want my body proportions to be, I don't know, good in my eyes. I mean, I'm fine with. I'm confident with my body right now, but if I was 5'6", I'd be able to see a little bit higher with the fridge and stuff.
Okay. I feel my body proportions are even, but not necessarily in a good way. Everything's just everything's just kind of
not the right episode for that.
There's no emphasis area. I know it's the wrong episode for this stuff. How we went from hating, we went from shaming school. Yeah.
Yeah. We can just call this just chatting or ranting.
Four teenage girls ranting for
when you want background noise.
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
If you've made it this far.
Thank you.
Oh my god.
If you made it this far, thank you. Genuinely.
Thank you.
We appreciate you very much.
Listen to the podcast. I'm so
no calm. Don't leave I'm that's so why she's only a guest don't leave us
sounds very productive. I'm go listen to them and don't listen to their podcast. No guys, it's reverse psychology tactic. Please listen to their podcast. They are such nice girls. Exactly. I love them very much.
We're just that smart.
Yeah,
intellects only. Okay, thanks everyone for listening. We really appreciate it. I hope you learned something and love something.
Goodbye.
And that's all we have for today.
Bye.
So, bye.
Bye.